Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, yes, ma'am. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the line. His name is Siobhan.
Siobhan, okay. Okay, I can go ahead
Walker.
And assist.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Siobhan, this young lady's going to help you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Siobhan?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great, and you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. I did want to mention again that we are on a recorded line, and did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
All right. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim at all?
No.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
So for myself.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And then besides the non-Hodgkin's, were you diagnosed with any subtypes of non-Hodgkin's, any other types of lymphomas or leukemias?
Yes. It was a non-Hodgkin's, but it was B-cell.
B-cell. The B lymphoblastic lymphoma?
B-cell lymphoma. Yeah, well, hairy cell leukemia.
Hairy cell leukemia. Okay.
I guess the subtitle would be B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
In 2019. Fourth week of April.
It was April. You said the middle of April?
No, the end of April. 2019.
Okay, so around like the 20th, 25th?
Yeah, well, it was a little, somewhere deeper in the end of April. I don't remember the exact date.
Okay. So would you say around the 28th? Around that?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah. It was close to the end of April.
Okay. And were you spraying the Roundup yourself?
Yes.
Where were you spraying it? Was it at home or was it for work or both?
Well, the residence I was living at the time.
Okay, so at home. And do you remember that address?
Yes, 559 West 107th Street, Los Angeles, California. And the zip code was 90044.
Okay, thank you. And then was anyone else affected by the Roundup as well? Anyone else in your household spraying it?
No, I was the only one.
Right. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
48.
And how many years would you say you were spraying Roundup for?
It's about 6 years, approximately 6 years.
6 years. And did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah, probably more than that, at least twice a week.
Okay, twice a week for about 6 years?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
No, smartphone.
Smartphone. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. Can you just say yes or no if this applies to you?
Okay.
All right. First one is organ transplant.
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Lupus?
No.
HIV AIDS?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Autoimmune disease or arthritis?
No.
Okay. Diabetes or Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am. Fortunately.
Right. Any other cancer requiring chemo other than the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And any family history of cancer?
No.
And then how do you spell your first name?
It's Shovon, Shovon.
Shovon. And can I get your last name as well?
Yes, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a male.
Right. And are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January 18th,
1971. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I seen the ad.
You saw the ad online?
Yes. I see it on television, too.
Oh, on television. And when do you think, when was that? When you first became aware that it might have been related to Roundup? What year would you say that was?
Well, it was 2019 when I was diagnosed. And I seen, actually one of the doctors asked me. And I told him, yeah, I did. And he was like, okay, that's probably where you get it from. I guess he already knew about it or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, so it was around April of 2019 when you became aware there was maybe a connection?
Yeah.
Okay. And can I get your height and weight, please?
Yes, I'm 6'1", and at this present, I'm probably like 245.
245. And then do you have a primary email I can put down?
Yes. It's Tony Spires, TonySpires, 3, @gmail.com.
And then is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many times per month or year did you use Roundup?
Twice a week. So I would say at least 8 times a month.
Twice a week. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Or what did you say?
Did I spray what? Yeah, did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
All right. And then what year do you think you first started using?
In 2013, actually.
Okay, so you started spraying around 2013, and then when did you stop using Roundup?